For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently released its five-year census, and for the first time, it includes a category for military veterans who are farming. Rhonda Miller visited two farms in Kentucky where veterans are part of a program called Homegrown by Heroes.
How many chickens do you have?
Right now we have 22. We've had some issues where we've lost some for different reasons they've died.
That's 35-year-old Navy veteran Ryan Broyles, who says trouble with chickens will not lessen his enthusiasm for life on these 20 acres a few miles outside of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
I like farming. It is something that I have found more and more. I like being outside. I also really like raising animals, so we have raised goats and cows. This year, we're going to get into raising some pigs and some sheep.
Broyles is one of 212 members of Homegrown by Heroes in Kentucky, a program created by the State Department of Agriculture in 2013 as a marketing initiative to encourage support for veterans or active duty military who are farming. Broyles says he and his wife Jessica and their three children made the transition 3 years ago from military life to their Starry Fields farm.
We wanted to find a place where we could find a house and a farm. We didn't know exactly at that moment what we were going to farm. So we looked at Tennessee, Kentucky, and North Carolina. And most of the things we were looking for, we found here in Kentucky.
One of those things is his job as an audiologist with a medical group in Clarksville, Tennessee, near Fort Campbell, about an hour's drive from the farm. Broyles trained as an audiologist in graduate school in Florida, then joined the Navy as an officer and served for 5 years. When they moved to Kentucky, Jessica Broyles says they decided to create a flower farm.
We have bachelor buttons and larkspur and bells of Ireland and yarrow and poppies and snapdragons, feverfew, rudbeckia, ranunculus, strawflower, more larkspur, agrostemma, nigella.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says Homegrown by Heroes has a threefold purpose: to support military veterans who are farming, to respond to a growing consumer demand to buy local, and to strengthen and diversify the state's agriculture industry.
Homegrown by Heroes helped build the economy because we know that there are consumers and businesses that not only wanted to support Kentucky agriculture, but also give recognition to those who served us in uniform as well.
Quarles says nearly 30% of farmers in Kentucky have a military background. To qualify for Homegrown by Heroes, a farm must be at least 50% owned and managed by a veteran. Quarles says the program has captured national attention.
This has been such a success that other states are borrowing our logo and trademark for their own programs through a collaboration that we have.
Another Kentucky farmer who's part of Homegrown by Heroes is 35-year-old Army Major Drew Rogers.
I have 18 years in the military. I'm still in the Army.
Rogers is an Army intelligence officer and says from his 30-acre farm in Warren County, about 15 miles from Bowling Green, it's an easy drive to Fort Campbell or Fort Knox. Rogers and his wife Jessica created Bluegrass Vineyard 5 years ago.
It's about 1,800 grapevines. We have 10 different varieties of grapes, and most are French-American hybrid varieties.
Rogers says it's important to produce not only wine, but fun.
During our harvest parties, we actually separate the grapes from the stems, and we smash the grapes. We'll put wooden planks on top of the grapes and get people up there to start dancing on them. That extra weight gets a lot more juice to flow. And so people just love getting up there and dancing around on grapes.
Drew Rogers and Ryan Broyles are contributing more than new businesses to Kentucky. With acres of flowers and people dancing to crush grapes, they're also adding beauty and joy to the community. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.